Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Warren Bennis and Bert Nanus wrote a book entitled Leaders, the Strategies for Taking Charge. Published by Harper & Row, this secular book describes different styles of leadership. In gleaning the material for this quite interesting book, the authors interviewed 90 of the world's top chief executive officers of major corporations. The typical CEO was 56 years of age. Average salary, 400,000. Average number of years with a company, 22 and a half. And the average length of time a man had been CEO was 8.5 years. Most had college degrees. A fourth had degrees in business. Among these top leaders were vast differences, quote, they were right-brained and left-brained, tall and short, fat and thin, articulate and inarticulate, assertive and retiring, dressed for success and dressed for failure, participative and autocratic. There were more variations than themes. But there was one thing that these very successful individuals did have in common, and it came as a surprise to these two authors who are well known in the business world. In their own words, quote, the only surprise worth mentioning is that almost all were married to their first spouse. And not only that, they were also indefatigably enthusiastic about marriage as an institution. How about that? Does that come as a surprise to you? It may, though it really shouldn't, when you think about the turmoil that a person can go through in an unhappy marriage. To these top leaders, marriage was an anchor, and the commitment that it takes to rise to the top in the business world was the same commitment which made their marriages work. People who succeed, whether it is in business or in marriage, are willing to pay a price for accomplishment in the currency of commitment, hard work, determination, and steadfastness. Accomplishment and position weren't dropped in their laps because of a silver spoon which came from Daddy, because many rose to success from very humble backgrounds. They literally carved out their niche from the granite of life. Whether it is business, sports, or marriage, there is often a fine edge between success and mediocrity. Now, in basketball, success may hinge on the last shot from 30 feet away as the ref fills his lungs with air to blow the whistle ending the game. In business, it may be that extra push that carries one higher and further than another. In marriage, it is the commitment to stand by your mate, no matter what happens. But are there any parallels between what makes for success in business and marriage? In the 90 leaders which Bennis and Nanus interviewed, there were 5 qualities or skills which made the difference. They are 1, the ability to accept people as they are, not as you would like them to be. 2, the capacity to approach relationships and problems in terms of the present rather than the past. 3, the ability to treat those who are close to you with the same courteous attention that you extend to strangers and casual acquaintances. 4, the ability to trust others even if the risk seems great. 5, the ability to do without constant approval and recognition from others. We have heard from thousands of people over the years, the letters that you send are my lifeline. The bottom line is this: what it takes to succeed in the business world is the same thing it takes to succeed in your marriage. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines. If you have access to the internet, you can listen to what you've just heard in live audio, or you can download it on MP3, or you can print it out. 3 options. Take your choice. Go to our homepage, www.guidelines.org, and let us know how we can help you.